Heather in Northeast, and Christine in Southwest.
Fantastic. That's seconds right. remaining.
That's right. It's fantastic. And we're very grateful to all those people who've called in.
And what number should they call?
They should call 877-500-5266. And don't forget, every time you call in, we ring that bell. And every time that bell is rung, a demon gets a tongue.
And dogs start salivating.
You can hear how enthusiastic we are. We love doing this.
We really do.
You get involved, you'll see that you have the opportunity to get more involved, and we can share that joy with you. You really should be a part of it. You really should commit. I mean, it should be, I think, the contribution should be something that you actually feel, whatever amount you choose, by calling 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Perhaps Liz and Will could say it together to close us out here.
877-500-5266.
Awesome.
Or, of course, go online to kboo.fm. Anywhere on planet Earth, you can find us there and become a member that way.
Thank you so much. I see Chris Andre coming into the studio ready to do Air Cascadia. So that's up next. More of your community radio station. Thanks so much for contributing. Let's make it happen. Just a few more $1,000 and we'll be over the top.
That's right.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to host Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco on Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. Journalist Chris Hedges and award-winning cartoonist Joe Sacco wrote the best-selling book, Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt, together. Their talk includes a discussion about sacrifice zones, areas in America that have been offered up for exploitation in the name of profit, progress, and technological advancement. Again, that's Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco, Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. It's 10:01. Time for Air Cascadia with Chris Andre. And then at 10:15, we've got Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock, the Recovery Zone welcomes Elizabeth Welling, author of Your Brain's Politics, Neuroscience and the Political Divide. It's a look at the differences between conservatives and progressives' political framing. And we thank you, KBOO members, during this pledge drive time of ours. It's our last day of the drive, and we'd love it if you called in with a donation, a contribution, or go to kboo.fm on the web. That would be great. We have one more announcement, and then we'll get right to Chris Andre and Air Cascadia.
Corporate media got you feeling blue. Listen up, we got an answer for you. Starts with a K, it ends with a boo. KBOO, so what you gonna do? We got your music, your news, we speak truth to power. In touch with your community each hour by the hour. 24/7, every day of the year. Since 1968, KBOO has been here. We're all independent, no ads, no corporate bucks. We're not afraid to say that this government sucks. KBOO's your station for freedom of speech. 99%, all for one and one for each. Come on, jump in, this is your station too. Call now, become a member, you know what to do. It's time to support your station, KBOO.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, May 24th, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, and your whistleblower radio. Hopefully, a rational radio in a time of the weird gone wild. We are in a a wilderness of weird. There's nobody at the helm. The grown-ups are coming. This is it. It's all we've got. And that's not good news, in case you were wondering where that was going. Dave Rovix is going somewhere. He's in England right now. And we're hoping to get him on the line today to talk a bit about what kind of conversations he's been having over there. I'm expecting that they are not the kind of conversations that you hear reported in the news. But we'll have to wait and see on that and get the word. The word of the weird. Oh my God, we're just going to pound that one into the ground, eh? Word of the weird from Rovix over there. The weather over here today. We've certainly gotten slammed back against another gray wall, but today, according to the National Weather Service, we should be seeing some sunny skies and a high around 67 with a bit of wind still left over. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 52, and that same light northwest wind. So tomorrow, again, a little of this, a little of that. Some partly sunny skies, highs around 72, and for tomorrow night, low around 53. That's it for the weather over here. So as we await to see whether we can get Dave on the line, we've got news from First Nations. Deborah Howland of the Laguna Pueblo Nation has thrown her hat in the ring for U.S. Congress just days before announcing her historic run. Hagland spoke about her motivations and prospects and priorities. And again, another person we are trying to reach, and hopefully we will be able to get Deborah on the blower very soon and talk about her run for Congress. As a former New Mexico Democrat State Party chair, Deborah, she is an enrolled member of Laguna Pueblo. She's got an impressive record of helping get Democrats elected. New Mexico is one of only two states in the 2016 elections to have its state house turned from red to blue. So that, plus the number of Democratic state senatorial seats, increased by three, and Democrats won two out of three statewide elections. So Howland's campaign is hoping to build on that spectacular winning streak by getting the first ever Native American woman elected to Congress. That would be something. That is definitely a campaign that we could all get behind, I expect. She has enormous, deep experience as a strategist. She's a successful fundraiser, and she's done more for New Mexico's progressive politics than pretty much anybody else. Running in New Mexico's first congressional district, where nearly 60% of the population is female, in the election, this is just coming up in June of 2018, and there's a long road to the finish line, but she's off to a start right now. Something to think about. The name to watch again is Deborah Howland of the Laguna Pueblo, running for congressional seat, first district, New Mexico, and someone we will be speaking to at sometime later this week. Last night, Democrats flipped not one but two state legislative seats in special elections. Both came in deep red territory in New Hampshire. Democrat Edie DeMarais defeated a Republican Matthew Plaich by 52-48. In the state, that state houses sixth district, the seat Donald Trump won 51-44. Also, in the New York Assembly's ninth district, Democrat Christine Pellegrino beat Republican Thomas Gargiulo. I hope I pronounced Thomas's name correctly, 58-42. Even though Trump romped through that one, 60-37. back in November. What it all means is that Des Marais moved the needle 11 points. And if you're handicapping this, and I know you are, in the Democratic direction, while Pellegrino did the same by an astounding 39 points. You can work out the spread for yourself if you are so inclined, or simply call your guy in Las Vegas and he'll be able to give that, all of that to you. And while these are the first two seats to actually change hands since Trump's election, Democrats have consistently outperformed the 2016 presidential results in special elections across the country. Take note. Needless to say, if we keep up that, then there's something, there is hope. if you're so inclined, some of us just keep our heads down, keep working. Okay, so the ethics office is writing back to Trump. What's going on with Trump and ethics? As we all know, what's going on with Trump and ethics, certainly on a personal level. But on Monday night, reports continued to surface that the White House was telling the Office of Government Ethics to back off. And that would be the radio-approved term for what Trump told government ethics to do. Trump told the ethical guys to stop trying to find out about the many very, very dubious people that Trump seems to be hiring, bringing on board. Hopefully they'll sink the boat. The ethics agency was created after Watergate, and as you can imagine, probably feels a lot like kryptonite to the flame-haired fool at the helm right now. The Office of Government Ethics wrote back to the White House by pressing the middle finger hard against the face of John Mulvaney. They reminded Republicans that they wanted that it was Republicans who went after these rules in the first place. It was Republicans that wanted a little bit of an ethical hand on the wheel. Despite the highly unusual nature and distributions, what they wrote was that they provided for the convenience of those following discussion of the OGE's plenary authority to collect the information and records sought, as well as evidence of the longstanding history of compliance with such collections, which obviate any need to request an opinion from the Department of Justice's Office of Legal Counsel. It's an unusual nature of the letter, they go on, that highlights OGE's responsibility to lead the executive branch ethics program independence. That's it. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand, and once in a while, say thank you to the amazing people who are our board ops. We have to go now urgently to membership drive room. It's like it. Membership drive. What's your address on membership drive? Hope you're getting your mail. This is the message right now. It's call that number, 877-500-5266. Make sure that
that's right, Chris.
On membership drive, you that's right, Chris. Have thank an address.
Thank you, Chris. And it's terrific being here. I'm working with Liz, and we're asking you to pledge your support for KBOO Community Radio. That was Air Cascadia with Chris Andre, one of my favorite shows, always unpredictable. And Chris puts so much passion and so much work and dedication into her show. And it's time for you to show your appreciation, to say thank you to Chris and all the work she does. And obviously, Tammy Dean, she's our wonderful engineer right now. And we want you to pick up the phone, pledge your support. $10 a month could get you the Democracy Now! Book or the Democracy Now! T-shirt. And we have the terrific KBOO hoodie for $25 a month. It's a small amount of money to ask for, but it means so much to us here at KBOO. I'm a volunteer, and so is Liz, and there are many other volunteers here. They're sitting by the phone waiting to answer when you pick up and dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. 500 KBOO. You can also donate online. Very easy to do. Just look us up at kboo.fm, and it will basically talk you through it. It's the internet. Very simple. And then I recommend coming down to our location at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. It's a great place. As you can see where your money goes. Isn't that right, Liz?
That's absolutely right. We have just one more minute for you to show your support for Air Cascadia, 877-500-5266, or go online anywhere on planet Earth to kboo.fm. And as Will mentioned, you can come right down to the studio and meet us all in person. Say hi to Chris Andre herself at 20 Southeast 8th, just between Burnside and Ankeny. We would love to say thank you to you on this last day of our spring membership drive. It's more important than ever. If we haven't heard from you yet, now is the time. 877-500-5266. Thanks.
Flashpoints: Arab Barghouti, son of the imprisoned Palestinian leader Marwan Barghouti, speaks out about the ongoing hunger strike by imprisoned Palestinians in occupied Palestine, led by his daddy. Also, excerpts from a powerful new film, All Governments Lie. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein. This is your daily investigative news magazine. And we are awaiting the arrival of...